have a plan. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Biden administration taking action to ease the baby formula shortage.
The Department of Health and Human Services has launched a website designed to help parents find supplies of baby formula,
including contacts with companies, food banks, healthcare providers.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has been working for months to increase supply after a major recall in February. Psaki was also asked about stocks of formula at migrant processing centers.
It is the law, but we believe that when children and babies, or babies, I should say, are crossing the border with a family member, that providing them formula is morally right.
The administration is also looking to increase importing more formula from overseas.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. 3 years of probation for a former Tennessee nurse whose medication error led to the death of a patient. Redonda Vaught was found guilty of criminally negligent homicide and gross neglect of an impaired adult. Nurses protesting outside the courthouse today said criminalizing honest mistakes will lead to more deaths in hospitals because healthcare workers won't report them. Another state settles with a major drug maker over the opioid crisis.
Officials in Idaho Friday announced a $119 million settlement with drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors over the part they've played in America's addiction to opioids. GOP Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin says it's the second largest consumer settlement in state history. Wasdin says this will help turn the tide on the opioid crisis in his state. He adds that legal action against other opioid makers, including the Sackler family and Purdue Pharma, will go on.
Fox's Karen McHugh. North Korea reporting 21 new deaths from what state media is calling a fever as the country admits to COVID cases for the first time. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A ruling by the Texas Supreme Court means state officials may continue to investigate families who allow their children to seek transgender medical care.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a lower court judge's injunction on child abuse investigations of parents who provide transgender medical care to their kids. In their ruling, the justices said the injunction can only apply to the one family that sued when they were investigated, but not all families. The lower court judge had found Governor Greg Abbott exceeded his authority when he told Children and Family Services to investigate parents who are seeking trans medical care for minors. The parents of a 16-year-old sued. The mother worked at Children and Family Services, and they began investigating her family. The merits of the case were not at issue here and are being considered by a state appeals court in Austin. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The man charged with shooting up a New York City subway last month, wounding 10 people, has pled not guilty. Frank James is charged with committing a terrorist act against a mass transportation system. The latest chapter in Elon Musk's bid to take over Twitter is that it may not be happening again.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says his $44 billion purchase of Twitter is temporarily on hold. Musk said in a tweet that he wants more details about spam and fake accounts on Twitter. Musk has said several times that removing spammers and bots are important to increasing Twitter's value. Though some investors see the pause as a potential sign the deal may not go ahead, it could be Musk wants to renegotiate his price. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
In her first public appearance in weeks, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II attended the Royal Windsor Horse Show today. The Queen watched from a Range Rover before walking to her box. Elizabeth, who is 96, has greatly reduced her public schedule due to mobility issues. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 466, the Nasdaq plus 434, the S&P added 93. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.